With COVID-19 soaring in some areas, England went back into a national lockdown. Non-essential shops, pubs, restaurants, gyms and other public places will close until December 2nd. But schools and building sites remain open. A government scheme that pays 80% of wages for furloughed staff was extended for another month. COVID-19 restrictions were also tightened in Belgium. Family visits are banned and all non-essential shops closed. Denmark decided to cull 17 million mink, fearing that a mutation of the coronavirus that has been found in the animals could weaken the effectiveness of a vaccine. Denmark is the world's largest producer of mink skins. An earthquake in Turkey near the coastal city of Izmir killed at least 110 people. Scores of residents are still missing. Prosecutors in Rio de Janeiro charge Flavio Bolsonaro, the eldest son of Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, with corruption and money laundering. He is accused of taking some of the salaries paid to aides when he was a legislator in the state, a practice known as rachadinha. He is now a federal senator. Brazil's Space Research Institute said that the number of wildfires in the Pantanal, which contains the world's largest tropical wetland area, reached a record high in October. The area is renowned for its abundance of animal life. Typhoon Goni slammed into the Philippine islands of Catanduanes and Luzon with winds of 225 kilometers per hour, among the most ferocious landfalls ever recorded. 20 people died and 25,000 homes were destroyed. Terrorists from the Afghan affiliate of Islamic State attacked Kabul University, killing 22 students before being shot by security forces. The government of New Zealand announced the results of two referendums. Voters opted to legalize assisted dying, but not marijuana. Coronavirus briefs. America recorded 100,000 new cases in a day. The number of daily deaths in Italy hit its highest level since early May. Hospitals in Germany were urged to postpone non-urgent operations to make beds available. The French health minister said that in Paris, one person was becoming infected every 30 seconds, and hospitals were admitting someone with the disease every 15 minutes. Saudi Arabia allowed foreign pilgrims back into Mecca. They must self-isolate for 3 days and submit to frequent testing. Machu Picchu reopened to tourists after 8 months of shutdown. The majestic Inca site is restricting visitor numbers. Peru has a high death rate from the disease.